That's debatable.
Welcome to That's Debatable. I'm Trey, and I was reading online over the weekend that Arian Foster, a football player, he was blowing up Twitter with why he's afraid of going camping. He said he would want to go camping, but he's afraid of wildlife, and he honestly thinks that he could take a wolf on one-on-one. So I brought in the two alpha males around the studio, the two guys I think that would actually be able to take on a wolf, possibly, maybe, or at least think that they could. Brought in Jose Chavez and White Cheddar Sonny Joe Robert Ehrman.
Yes.
And so I wanted to see what you guys thought about this whole situation. Do you guys think that you could take a wolf on if it comes up to you in the woods?
One wolf without his wolf
pack. One wolf without a wolf pack.
Yeah, I could knock him out.
One on one. Let me read to you a little bit from Arian Foster's 4-hour Twitter rant.
Okay.
I'm 230. Wolves are what? 180, 200 top? He has no thumbs. I could control his neck and he's donezo. You've also got, I've studied the wolf. He can't read. I know his weaknesses, plus the thumb thing.
look, Arian Foster's a very smart dude. I don't know if you've ever heard him talk, but he's a smart guy, so he's done his research.
He's done his research, yes, on fighting wolves. All right, that doesn't sound like a smart waste of time, but still, if he bites me, his main weapon is immobilized, then he becomes vulnerable, and this is why thumbs are so important. So, JC, do you think you could take a wolf on one-on-one?
He makes a solid point. All you would have to do is you have to give up one of your weapons in order to take this wolf out. So what I would do, since I'm right-hand dominant, I would show him my left side of my body,
okay,
with my forearm stuck out. I would let the wolf bite my forearm on the left. Would that hurt? Yes, absolutely. But now...
And you think you're able to, with the adrenaline,
yeah,
be able to still think and understand what you need to do next?
Of course. And my adrenaline probably makes me twice as strong, from what I hear. Some people can lift cars. So with my right hand, I would reach out and grab the wolf by the neck and start choking. The wolf would now be like, holy crap, this guy's winning the fight. Let me let go of the left arm. That would be his most awful mistake. Because after he lets go of my left hand, I would now swoop that in, and then I continually, okay, choke him with my thumbs,
all right,
that I can use.
It's not the worst argument in the world. And the internet was split about 50-50 on whether or not he was right or not. I personally think that I couldn't, but I'm not a giant man. Arian Foster's a big man. You're a big guy. What do you think you could do, Cheddar?
Well, what I would have done is I would have offered up my left leg.
Oh, even better.
That way I have both hands.
Take it to the ground?
Yeah, totally.
Why do you think that he's going to go with whatever you offer him?
Because he's a stupid wolf.
He doesn't know.
He just bites at whatever's there.
I think he's coming for the neck.
In fact, if you can, even grab a stick. That way you have all your weapons, yeah, available.
True, true.
And then this stupid wolf is just biting a stick while I'm just using both of my thumbs.
And I can probably trap him in the cabin or in the whatever I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're out in the woods,
uh-huh,
and you stumble upon this wolf. This wolf is ready to go.
Ready.
And so you are now not prepared. You're not like grabbing a stick and like having your weapons around.
Just me.
You take your stance with your left arm forward.
Boom, yeah.
And then you get ready to fight.
I get as big as I can to scare him.
Okay, so both of y'all think y'all could fare...
100%.
Okay, so you think you could win in the fight.
I think of all the animals, that's the one I would probably, yeah, want to go at.
And I don't think wolves are 200 pounds. I think at the most, maybe 150.
I don't know, because I think Great Danes get up to be about 150. I think a wolf's bigger than a Great Dane.
Are you sure about that?
I'm just making up stuff. That's what we do here on That's Debatable.
Can
make
I fight
up stuff.
A fox instead?
Sure.
Oh.
That was what I was going to ask next, is if you think you could take on a wolf, what's the biggest animal you could take on? Could you take a bear on?
No.
But it's the same situation.
No, because a bear actually has thumbs.
That's what?
It'll paw you to death.
Yeah.
Okay, so just the swipe of the paw would take you down.
Yeah, bear's claws are known to take your throat out.
I always thought that any flying animal would be trouble for me. Like, I don't want to take on an eagle. But Nick thinks that would be a fairly easy fight. You just grab them by the legs and it's over.
You'd think you'd be able to, but you can't.
I don't think that a flying animal would go down as easy as some people think he would.
And I'm out on snakes, too. I'm out.
No snake?
No snakes.
Okay.
Is it a poisonous snake or a python?
I don't care. I'm not sticking around long enough to find out.
You think you could take a python?
I would rather take my chances with a python over like a cobra.
Okay. I agree with that.
You know?
But I also think that you're losing to either one of those.
You just got to make sure the python doesn't get its body around you.
Experienced and trained people could probably take on the cobra or the python. The wolf is not something you really train to capture, right? So I would think the wolf would have the advantage of being able to jump, being quicker. I don't think I could take on the wolf. I really don't.
What about the wild pig?
Oh, not a chance.
Really?
They're
I feel
crazy.
Like you gotta kick them.
You're crazy.
The
they're like 500 pounds in the tusk, and if you get a tusk scrape, you're gonna have to go to the hospital within like 30 minutes. You get gangrene.
Oh, that's right.
I had a coach once in high school that was telling a story about he was going hog hunting, and he fired his gun last round, and then the missed hog charged at him, and he had to run and jump up into a mesquite tree where there's all those barbs, and he cut himself all the way up when he didn't get the tusk, so he had to wait out the hog.
You know what else I think I could take if I saw him in the swamp? A crocodile.
You think
a cocodrilo?
Yeah,
I could take an alligator or a crocodile.
Not a chance.
No way.
All you gotta do is just get to the mouth and shut that thing. What is he gonna do? Just spin around a few times?
He'll whip you with his tail.
Nah, man, because I'm on top of him.
They are man eaters.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
You just gotta be able to get on their back and then just shut their mouth. They can't open it.
I will watch any of these, by the way. If you're willing to do any of this, I realize it's a survival situation hypothetical, but if you're willing to take on any of these, I'd be glad to set it up.
I'd be down to take on an alligator.
I'm willing to take
it. How big?
Yeah.
Like 4 foot? 5 foot?
5 foot?
6 foot?
No, that's nothing that's my size.
3 foot. I don't think you could take a 3 foot out.
I could take on a 3 footer.
I'll give you 3 feet, but like in my mind, the crocodile that I see, you couldn't take it.
Because they do that spinny thing, right?
Right, with the tail will flip you around, and they're supposed to be like super quick.
Oh, they are very quick. You just got to hang on.
Now, what do you think about household animals? Is there a household animal you don't think you could take? Or you can take anything that's been domesticated?
Yeah, I think so. Except for cats. Cats are, they're evil.
Now, while we're on cats, you think tiger? Tiger could take you, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. There's no way I could beat a tiger,
mountain
a panther,
lion.
Mountain lion, none of those.
How about a beaver?
Sure.
I heard they're very angry. Like, seriously, they're very, very mean.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm not making an angry beaver joke.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. That's Debatable. I really appreciate it. And let's see. We'll be talking more on That's Debatable coming up after this song.
What song is it?
I'm just leaving it open just in case like a radio station wants to pick this up. Just trying to make it accessible to
Smart
everybody.
Man.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Bye, Trey.